In this bulletin, Chinese officials accuse a detained Australian journalist of carrying out illegal activities. Donald Trump vows to spend whatever it takes to win the November presidential poll. And in the AFL, Carlton keeps its faint finals hopes alive with a stirring comeback win. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. China's foreign ministry says an Australian journalist for Chinese state television who was detained last month is suspected of carrying out illegal activities that endanger the country's security. Cheng Li was detained 3 weeks ago and videos of her have been removed from Chinese websites. Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Linjian told a media briefing a criminal investigation is being conducted.
The Australian national Cheng Li is suspected of carrying out criminal activities endangering China's national security, and compulsory measures have been taken and an investigation is underway by the relevant authority.
The forcibly detained Belarus opposition leader has prevented officials expelling her to Ukraine by tearing up her passport and throwing it out a car window at the border. Two of Maria Kolesnikova's opposition colleagues witnessed the incident, including Ivan Kratsov, who was forced out of Belarus and is now in Kiev.
At that moment, Maria was forcefully put in the car. She literally tore her passport into small pieces. It was lying in the car and she took it immediately and tore it up. Then she climbed out the car through the rear window because the doors were blocked and she walked proudly to the Belarusian territory.
Donald Trump has vowed to dip heavily into his own fortune to get re-elected as he continues to slump in the opinion polls. The United States president says the November election will be the most important in the country's history. Mr. Trump has travelled to the key battleground states of Florida and North Carolina, campaigning on law and order against Democrat opponent Joe Biden. Asked how much he's prepared to finance his own bid for re-election, Mr. Trump says he'll pay whatever it takes to win.
If we did need, we don't, because we have much more money than we had last time in the going into the last 2 months. I think double and triple. But if we need it anymore, I'd put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. But we don't have to because we have double and maybe even triple what we had a number of years ago, 4 years ago.
The president spent $60 million of his own money on his last campaign and might need to spend up to $100 million on this one. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has returned to the criminal court in London for the second day of his legal hearing to avoid being extradited to the United States. As his father, John Shipton, and lawyer Jennifer Robinson entered the building, the WikiLeaks editor-in-chief accused the US government of using the Old Bailey as a secret court.
In my mind, the Americans are basically using this court as they are used to use the courtroom in the spy courts in the Eastern District of Virginia. They can have their way any way they want, and they always get what they want in that courtroom. We know that. Not a single case has been submitted there where the defendant has won. Not a single one.
To sport, and in the AFL, Carlton has kept its slim finals hopes alive with a stirring comeback against the Sydney Swans. At one stage, the Blues trailed the Swans by 39 points in the second quarter after conceding the first 7 goals of the game. But they managed to hold Sydney to just one more major, with fifth gamer Matthew Cottrell putting Carlton in front with 92 seconds left and sealing a 5-point victory. Coach David Teague has praised his team for turning around such a disappointing start to the contest.
I think this year our boys, particularly when they get behind, they show resilience and we compete hard and hopefully we continue to learn and grow from experiences like that.
Earlier, Greater Western Sydney squandered a chance to firm up its spot in the eight with a shock loss to bottom of the ladder Crows. The 12-point victory was Adelaide's second in a row, after going winless for 14 rounds of the season. Well, now the weather for Australia today. Perth, a late shower or two and 21. Adelaide, sunny and 20 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, similar, 15 degrees. Canberra, rain and 15. Wollongong, similar conditions, 18. Sydney, rain with wind easing, 19. Newcastle, rain and 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.